With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate's number two Democrat says this term will be his last.
In his fifth term representing Illinois, Dick Durbin has made this announcement.
I'm announcing today that I will not be seeking re-election at the end of my term.
His announcement marks the culmination of more than four decades representing his home state. He's the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee and sits on the Appropriations and Agriculture Committees. He served as the Democratic whip in the Senate since 2005. He joins Jeanne Shaheen, Tina Smith, and Gary Peters as Democrats who will not seek their seats in the upcoming midterms. Mitch McConnell is the lone Republican vacating his long-held seat. George Williams reporting.
CBS News, WJZ-TV in Baltimore reporting three schools placed on lockdown this morning amid a probe into an officer-involved shooting. No other details available at this hour. Also at SRNNews.com, an overnight Israeli strike reportedly killing more than 20 people.
There's been no immediate Israeli comment on the strike in Gaza City. The military says it only targets militants and blames civilian deaths from Hamas because its fighters are embedded in densely populated areas, it says. Meanwhile, France, Germany and Britain say Israel's seven-week-old blockade on all imports to Gaza was intolerable. In another development, Arab mediators say they're working on a proposal to end the war with Hamas that would include a 5 to 7 year truce and the release of all remaining hostages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President J.D. Vance says it is time for Russia and Ukraine to agree on a U.S. proposal.
It's now time, I think, to take, if not the final step, one of the final steps, which is at a broad level, the party saying, we're going to stop the killing. We're going to freeze the territorial lines at some level close to where they are today.
This is SRN News. Controversy in Australia.
The state of New South Wales has a new anti-discrimination law that makes it a crime for a person to pray that another person abandons the homosexual lifestyle. The statute reads as follows, quote, praying with or over a person with the intent to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity is unlawful, even if that person has asked you to pray for them to be able to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity. The law also applies to pastor sermons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rising again last year in the U.S. and college campuses a hotspot. New report from the Anti-Defamation League listing 9,300 incidents across the country last year. That is a 5% increase from the prior year. That trend was powered by an 84% increase in anti-Semitic acts at America's colleges and universities. This is SRN News. Georgia GOP Congressman Austin Scott explains a potential change House Republicans could make to Medicaid.
Scott said House Republicans have been discussing a potential change to Medicaid expansion. Currently, states that have enacted Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act receive a 90% federal match rate, known as the Federal Medical Assistance Percentage, or FMAP. This means the federal government takes on 90% of those costs, while the state government takes on 10%. Scott says Republicans are considering lowering the FMAP, which would shift more of the funding to states. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Compensation packages for chief executives who run companies in the S&P 500 jumped 13% last year, easily surpassing the gains for workers at a time when inflation was putting pressure on Americans. The median pay, $16.3 million. Broadcom CEO Hock Tan was the highest, $162 million. More details at srnnews.com.